Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with Douglas Abrams. He's one of the co-authors of The Book of Joy, co-authored with Nobel Prize-winning laureate, the Dalai Lama, as well as Nobel Prize winner, Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The book came about on the occasion of the 80th birthday of the Dalai Lama, and he invited Archbishop Desmond Tutu to Dharamsala in India, where the Dalai Lama lives in exile. For one historic week, the two men spoke candidly to each other about their lives, their philosophies, the state of the world, and the inherently human trait we call joy. These conversations became the Book of Joy. The intention was to give the world a lasting legacy, the teaching that one must not seek happiness, which is fleeting, but to instead approach every moment of our lives with a deep joy, which is lasting. So, Douglas Abrams, thanks for being with us this evening on Around Cincinnati.
Wonderful to be with you, Ron, and hello, Cincinnati.
So, how was it being with Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama?
Well, you can imagine it was one of the most sublime weeks of my life, getting to spend a week with the two of them. I've known Archbishop Tutu for almost two decades and been his collaborator on book projects and his literary agent. But to see these two men who have such a fantastic friendship get to be with each other for really the first and probably last time in their life with this kind of depth, and to see the kind of unconditional love they have for each other, and to just get to drink up all of their wisdom and even watch the Dalai Lama dance for the first time in his life, it was pretty awesome.
You know, Doug, I love how you use the term love in regard to these two gentlemen. They have been through a lot, haven't they?
Yeah, they both have some pretty historic lives. Archbishop Tutu obviously fighting the apartheid racist regime. You know, we have a lot of racial issues happening in our country right now. And as many of your listeners will remember, in South Africa, they had legalized racism, and Archbishop Tutu was fighting that. The Dalai Lama had to flee into exile after the invasion of Tibet by China. And to see these two men who have faced so much suffering and also been global activists fighting for the oppressed and fighting for freedom and justice, be able to show us how do you bottle up joy in your life, and how do you face that kind of opposition and that kind of suffering, whether it's your own suffering or the suffering in the world, and do so with such extraordinary sense of joy and aliveness was pretty extraordinary.
I did have the occasion to be around the Dalai Lama when he got the conductor award from the Underground Railroad Freedom Center here in Cincinnati. It was incredible to be in his presence. Doug, you guys make a real point here that seeking happiness is kind of a trap. Happiness is fleeting, but really to center on approaching every moment of our lives with a deep joy. How does one do that, Doug?
Well, it's a great question. So one of the things that they explain to us is often we think of happiness as something that's external to us. We're going to be happy when we do something. We get the job, we get the raise, we get the life partner, we get the house. And what they reminded us is that joy is really happiness inside job. And it's really about joy. And joy is one of the four fundamental human emotions. And what they said was that actually, the pursuit of happiness, which is written in our Declaration of Independence, if you run after happiness, it's the fastest way to miss the bus. And actually, what you need to do is cultivate what they call the eight pillars of joy, these qualities in our life that lead to joy and happiness, and that trying to seek after joy itself is not going to lead us there. But that joy and happiness is actually our birthright. It's something that is totally accessible to us. And while they didn't denigrate the other human emotions of fear, anger, and sadness. They said that we can have much more access to joy if we cultivate these eight pillars of joy.
Briefly, could you tell us what those eight pillars of joy are?
Sure. So there are four pillars of the mind and four pillars of the heart. And the four pillars of the mind are perspective, humility, humor, and acceptance. And the four pillars of the heart are forgiveness, gratitude, compassion, and generosity.
That's a real prescription on how to live life, isn't it?
It's really amazing. Each of those pillars, as we explain in the Book of Joy, kind of leads to the next pillar. And when we cultivate these and when we understand what these mean for us and for our families and for our world, they're pretty transformational.
So they talk about finding joy amidst suffering and how to build mental immunity. And of course, given the period of time we're in right now, there's a lot of suffering and anxiety. Could you tell us a little bit about finding joy amidst suffering?
Another great question. So the book was not meant to be some kind of lecture from a mountaintop. It was really to be an exploration of how do we live with joy? How do we find joy in the midst of suffering as these two men have in their own lives? And the times we're living in, obviously, there's so many people who are suffering economically, emotionally, politically, and recognizing the great injustices that exist in our world. And so what they explain to us is that joy and happiness are not about not engaging with the world. That in fact, the deeper you engage with the suffering and the emotion in your own life and in the world, the more your capacity for joy. It's like the volume on an old-fashioned stereo. You can either turn down your suffering, you can numb yourself out, but you're also going to numb your joy. Or you can turn up the volume and you'll have more laughter, but you're also going to have more tears. Now, the Dalai Lama said, you know, he used this really fascinating term called mental immunity. And he said, it's like with your physical immunity, you can develop the qualities. If you, you know, eat well and exercise, you can improve your physical immunity so that you're less likely to catch a cold, whether it's corona or anything else. Similarly, when we practice the joy practices, basically the qualities of mind and heart, both the joy pillars, but also we included in the book 50 pages of their joy practices that they do. And when you concentrate and cultivate those qualities, then you have developed a kind of mental immunity that means you're less likely to really fall into the kind of suffering or emotions that so many of us spend so much time in, like fear, anger, and sadness. And it doesn't mean you're never going to feel that. We're human. We're always going to feel them, but we don't have to dwell there. We don't have to live there.
Could you tell us in a practical way, what are some of the daily joy practices that Archbishop Tutu and the Dalai Lama have suggested for us?
Well, so they give us a lot of the different practices that they use in their own life. There are a lot of different kind of meditation and prayer practices that they use. One of the most powerful ones, especially for this time, is called Tonglin. It's a Buddhist practice where you take in the suffering that your friends or your family members or other people in the world are experiencing, and you bring that in and you kind of transmute that and put out compassion and love. And it's really fascinating. You would think that it might be a difficult practice, but it's a way that people can confront the suffering that really has a deep impact on themselves, whether it impacts the people's whose suffering we're taking on, it at least allows us to be with that suffering in a more constructive and more balanced way.
Doug, I really like how you say, be with the suffering. It's almost like saying, we're going to be conscious about our suffering so that we don't actually project it onto the world or others in our life.
Exactly. I think it's so easy to be affected by the suffering that we experience in our own life or that we see in our world and have it drive us and drive our reactions. I think the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu are such extraordinary examples of people who retained their agency, their will, their autonomy, their power, even in the face of these, what seems like crushing opposition and oppression. And I think that's a real message for our time of how, you know, we are seeing the great injustices that exist, and we're often feeling buffeted by the economic and medical concerns that we're seeing in our country and in our world. And if we can take those in without being crushed by them, without being so dramatically impacted by them, then we can choose the wise and generous response.
I am really grateful and impressed by the wisdom that you have just imparted. And of course, the wisdom Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama put forth in the Book of Joy. And Doug Abrams, thank you so much for being with us this evening on Around Cincinnati.
Great to be with you, Ron, and best to all in Cincinnati.
We have been in conversation with co-author Douglas Abrams, along with the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. They have co-authored the book, The Book of Joy. More about these authors and the Book of Joy can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.